Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This may well be boiling point. Chris Kavanagh has come to a decision. Red card for Kieran Broome at Wembley.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
The Ashwood City captain tosses the armband to Akin Adeyemi as he receives his marching orders. Not even a glance to Sven-Goran Eriksson.
I mean, what is he thinking? What must his teammates be thinking? Kieran has had one of the best seasons yet, and now look. Disaster for the young man, and it's a disaster for Ashwood.
Looks like it's going to be Reed. Kelvin Reed, it's in! Incredible! Super sub! Driven under the wall. The 10 men of Ashwood City might just have snatched their way into the FA Cup final.
What did I say? What did I say? Boy, has this guy got a few tricks up his sleeve. The nerve to try something like
that. Pass from Tielemans, who lays it off to Pereira. Pereira whips it in. Vardy's on the end of it. Saved by Riviere. And as far as Madison off the crossbar and cleared.
It's bodies on the line right now, Peter. It's everything this club can throw at this game right now. Everything.
Seconds left, deep ball forward by Evans. Riviere comes to claim it, and he's dropped it, his body. Blocked on the line by Akin Adeyemi. Riviere boots the ball out for a throw. The throw-in is taken by Fofana to Castagna, who's going to pump this into the box. Here it comes, Schmeichel leaps for the ball, misses it. Indeed, he picks it up. Drilled in, blocked by Reed. Drilled in again, blocked by Hogg. Smothered by Riviere, and that could be it. That could be it.
Hold on to that ball for dear life, Emmanuel, for goodness sake.
The Frenchman won't even test his fortunes against the empty net of Leicester City. Holding the ball in his grasp as the fans of Ashwood City hold their breath.
And that is it.
Full time at Wembley. Ashwood City have done it. The 10 men have beaten Leicester City and find themselves in their first FA Cup final for over 65 years. This is a moment they shall never forget.
Wow, 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 wow. I have to say, I didn't expect Ashwood City to come out of this with a clean sheet, let alone to win the thing. They have such a tournament pedigree. It is staggering, it really is.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Oh, this is fucking... It's disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful.
I can't even fucking believe what I'm seeing, you know. Actually... You know what, I can believe it. I feel sick to my fucking bollocks. The greed, man.
Oh, come on.
No, I will not come on. How is this for the good of the game? What's the fucking point in playing?
This is the game. This is how the game works. It's how it's always fucking worked.
Patrick, remove the dollar signs from your fucking eyes and just have a look at what's really going on.
Hey, too fucking right, Jessica. It's just disgusting.
It is not disgusting.
Well, how is this even competitive anymore?
Oh, fuck off. Don't start with that, all right? Of course it's competitive. Just get on with it.
Fine. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ah, fuck off, Park Lane, for fuck's sake.
Come to Papa.
Where did you get a hotel on that?
I'm fucking not playing anymore.
No, come on.
I'm out, right? I fucking had enough. I'm officially withdrawing.
Ugh, me too.
Guys, come on. All right, I'll let you have Old Kent Road. Guys? I can hear you in my kitchen, all right? I haven't done a big shop, so you can fuck off out of my fridge.
Can I have another beer?
No, and you can fucking bring your own next time. Hello. Super what? No, wait. What? Hello? Jess, where did you put the fucking remote? God's sake.
Proposal of a European Super League which poses an existential threat to football as we know it is going ahead.
We promised that we expected developments and we have had it the last couple of minutes. A statement leading European football clubs announce new Super League competition.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following a season that secured Premier League survival and boasted an impressive European campaign, Ashwood City enter season 3 of The Offensive.
Ed's not answering. Ed, it's me. Give me a call, please.
Hey, weren't you supposed to have this Monday off?
Yes, I fucking was. I was supposed to be basking in FA Cup semi-final victory, you know? Somehow, I managed to book my day off on global football's day of reckoning. My closest allies are all fucking ascending to heaven on fucking unicorns while I'm scratching around in the dirt with Steve Parrish and Shahid fucking Khan.
I think Florentino Perez has just said football matches are too long.
Did he watch Brighton Everton last week as well? Poor sod.
Oh my God. The Premier League have released a statement.
Oh, the Premier League. I remember them.
The Premier League, as in the fucking Premier League?
Yes, it's straight from the lion's mouth.
Oh my God, this is actually happening.
Of course it's actually happening.
It won't happen.
Woody, it is happening. Look at Sky Sports News. I've seen terrorist attacks reported with less sincerity than this.
Shit, let me read the statement.
It's full-blown condemnation.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph fucking Yobo.
Give me my laptop.
I haven't finished reading it.
Oh, it's just endless football is the fans shit. Just give me
No spoilers, please.
Give me the laptop, Patrick. We need to do a statement.
A statement? I hope you mean on our upcoming FA Cup final.
No, the Super League comes.
No, absolutely not.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Patrick's right. This'll blow over.
Oh, yeah? Well, look at that.
What am I looking at?
That's a fucking website, Woody. They have a website.
Oh, no, not a website. Whatever are we to do? The might of European football have got a fucking Squarespace account. How will we wrestle our seat of power back from...
I don't want to alarm anyone, but I think the Dulux dog has been put down. He hasn't tweeted in 43 minutes. No, wait, 44 minutes.
Okay, can we all just take a fucking breath, please? I feel a very small heart attack sneaking up on me.
Emmanuel Riviere has tweeted a picture of a Champions League ball.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Yeah, good on him.
Oh, aye, solidarity with UEFA. Say yes to racism. All hail Gazprom.
Oh, fuck off, Woody. Calling the Super League for what it is doesn't mean condoning UEFA.
Please, the Super League and UEFA go together like Ramalamalama Kadingadadingadong.
45 minutes? Nothing. Not a fucking woof or nothing.
I think a few of the players are considering taking to social media.
No, fucking no. Okay, turn off the fucking Wi-Fi for all I care. Tear down the 4G masts. We stay silent. No more tweets, no fucking statements, no nothing. Silent. I'm telling you, this will all be fine tomorrow. It's worse. It's gotten worse.
Patrick, you've got a Zoom call with the other 14 right now.
The 14? What?
The remaining Premier League clubs, pal.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I don't want to talk to those fucking losers.
We are the losers, Patrick. We've got the best fucking loser pedigree going. Don't talk yourself down, you know.
For fuck's sake. Right, I'll be in my office on the call. Just you two wait here and don't fucking, you know, put a statement out until we know what's fucking,
How about we just put a statement out once we announce that you've sadly passed away after a heart attack?
Just wait here, yeah? Let me deal with these jealous cunts.
Christ. So, FA Cup final.
Not now, Woody.
I know it's not now, you div. It's in the middle of May.
Woody, shut up. I'm trying to draft a statement here. I'm on version 16, for fuck's sake.
Jess, Patrick told you not to do a statement, so I don't...
Yeah, Patrick also said everything would be fine today. Oh, you said that too, didn't you, you fucking dickhead?
Jessica, fucking wake up and smell the cock. All right? This is a group of gentlemen who are getting their willies out and waiting for your UEFA to bend over. You think this is really about some fucking exhibition league? Come on, for fuck's sake.
Oh, Woody, you can keep standing there in the corner trying to be the fucking cool kid, but this is happening, mate.
We got a fucking problem.
No, not listening.
Hit me, Colt. Bring it on. All right, I'm not scared.
Jordan Henderson has called a meeting of the Premier League captains.
Well, call it Gulf War 1 calling, because I'm about to blow Jordan to fucking smithereens. Get him on the fucking phone, will you?
I tried, he won't answer. Or maybe he did answer and I just couldn't understand the fucking word.
A captain's meeting. What is this, the fucking Avengers? Where's Captain America? Where's Captain Caveman? Hey, Theo! Any word from Captain Birdseye, pal?
What?
I said fuck off!
Have we put our statement out yet?
Enid Blyton's just typing it up now. Instead of the famous five, it's the shitebag six.
Hey, Theo! Get the fuck over here!
What's going on?
Theo, do you know if Jordan Henderson's reached out to Broomie?
I think he might have done, yeah.
Fuck's sake, why do they always fucking know each other?
They probably go through mediaries, you know, agents, ex-girlfriends, lap dancers, that kind of thing.
Do you want me to speak to Kieran?
No. I want someone with a pair of bollocks to speak to Kieran. Jess.
What?
Speak to Kieran, alright? Tell him to shut his fucking gob.
I'm too busy, mate. You do it.
Ah, fuck's sake. Theo, just send him up here, alright?
You're gonna tarnish the fucking sanctuary of the club offices with a football player? You fucking lost your mind.
Where's Patrick?
Busy.
He is or you are?
Both. Fuck off.
You fuck off. Oh, let me guess. You're getting all high and mighty.
I'm not actually. I'm just doing my job.
There she is.
I'm not. It's just... it's moving too fast and I don't think it's right.
And I'm not giving you my love tonight.
Well, I've got five or six brands on the phone that want answers.
Five or six? Jesus, I can only count Joe Brand and Russell Brand.
Katie Brand.
Neil Brand. He's a composer and poet.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I've got a fucking crisis on my hands here.
Hey, so have I. So has Jess. So has Theo.
Oh, I've got something on my hands.
Go wash him, for fuck's sake.
Relax. I had a shower yesterday.
Fucking hell. Some of them are crying. You know, like, actually crying.
Kenwright?
Yeah, but some others as well.
What the fuck are you doing out here?
I panicked. You know, they asked me what I thought, and I said something about football is all about the community, and then I said I needed a wee.
Do you need a wee?
Kind of. Yeah, I suppose. I just, you know, needed an excuse to go think of some other meaningless shit. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm typing, Patrick. Is that a crime?
If it's a death threat, then yes.
Patrick, what's our position? The corporate world is shitting its tax-free pants.
No statements, not a word. What did I say? Jess, stop typing.
Oh, fuck off!
No, I will not. Fuck off.
I know you, Patrick, all right? I know what this is about.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad someone has a clue about the other side of the coin.
Coin being the key word there.
Stay out of it until I can assess it properly.
Stay out of it? Why? Because I'm not a greedy bloke?
No, because I'm in charge. Okay, I'm the biggest and the best. I'm the genuine article. I'm the real McCoy. I'm Colin the fucking Caterpillar. Now stop.
Leave it, Jess. Leave it.
Jesus Christ, I'm going for a piss.
Oh yeah, you do that. And you won't need to pull your panties down because you've had the big six mates to do that for you.
Oh God.
My panties have been down for fucking years, Jess. Years. You want me to side with the fans? The fucking common man? The same people that spray paint cocks on my cars? The people who spit at me in the street or make wholesome folk songs about me being a paedophile?
I'm not saying that.
Fuck them. Fuck all of them.
So you agree with the Super League?
Yes, I agree with them. All right, is that fucking illegal? I agree with them. I wish I was with them. To be honest, we all do. You think Everton and Wolves have morals? They don't have fucking morals. They're just pissed off that they're left out. And so am I. I'm sick of this fucking league and the leeches coming up from the Championship and God knows where else. Ashwood City have been in the Premier League for nearly 30 fucking years, Jess. 30 years. Do you know who I write checks for, though? Do you? Fucking Huddersfield Town. They popped up with bad financial management, no long-term plan, pissed about for two seasons, collected their 50 million quid, swapped some owners about, and now I write cheques for their parachute payments. And apparently, I read in the paper the other day, that's not enough. Well, fuck me, I didn't know running a business in fucking Huddersfield was so fucking expensive. And guess what? Sheffield United are going to get some of my money too. I'm going to be sending my parachute payment cash to... Oh, hold on. Let me look this up. I want to get his name right. Prince Mossad bin Khalid Al Saud. Does he sound like he needs my money? Does he? Fucking parachute payments. Cut the fucking cord. Let them fall.
Before you explode, or Jess stabs you with her car keys, think of your position, Patrick, all right? The fans are going to buy this place, and I know you're scared. But condemning this league will get you some fucking brownie points, pal. Think about that.
Fuck the brownie points. This is the time to show strength for fucking once.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, sometimes, Woody, and I know this is hard to grasp in the modern world, sometimes it's a fucking honourable thing to just not say anything. Not whinge, not flog your opinion or your snidey remark about Tottenham this or Arsenal that. Just silence.
People are pretty upset about this. Proper football people.
Oh, boo fucking who? They're always upset.
I'm just saying, I know football's not perfect, but we need to draw a line in the sand.
Yeah, do it in Qatar next year, mate. Fucking loads of it over there.
Patrick, right, listen.
You know, a couple of years ago, I used to read and hear all this shit about The Athletic, yeah?
The Athletic?
Yeah.
Where are you going with this, pal?
Look, every journalist, podcaster, fucking YouTubers, whatever they call themselves, pointing the finger at The Athletic. Ooh, they've hired him, they've hired her, they've set up this podcast, they've set up that, they've got a monopoly. But do you know what happened? They joined them. In a fucking flash, mate. They weren't virtuous, they were jealous. They were envious. Understand, they had FOMO. That's what the kids call it, right?
I want Team Cunt. Fuck the 14.
Thank
fuck
you.
Fuck's sake, Colin, man.
Fuck the Athletic while we're at it, too.
Come on, mate. What about the fans?
Fuck the fans. This is their fault. They don't want us to make money, but they want us to spend 200 million on players every fucking 18 months. Eh, fuck them.
Oh, yeah, fuck them. That's the answer. Just because things are slightly shit, we just have to accept gradually things getting shitter and shitter. You're a couple of pussies. That's what you are. And those big six are the fucking same. They're scared of a competition, so they want a closed shop.
Oh, don't start with the closed shop bullshit. The key word there is shop, yeah? Get that in your head.
Oh, Patrick, I know you're not familiar with footy bands, but let me make this clear. They are not gonna shag you, mate. This league is for cowards. Simple as that. Life is about risk and sport is about merit, and they're fucking wrapped in cotton wool. They've never had a hard day in their fucking lives, and they can't understand why we're not as weak as them.
I watched the Britney Spears documentary last night, right?
Not now, Cole, your dirty sword.
And the whole fucking time it was men this, men that, men are controlling women, men are exploiting women, taking their photos, selling them, poor Britney. They didn't fucking mention who bought the magazines, did they? You think men were running around the shops looking for fucking OK magazine or People or fucking bitchy teen mag or whatever? Football fans are the fucking same. You don't like the product, don't buy it. If you're scared of the monster, don't fucking feed it.
Oh, sorry. Is this Colin the football expert or Colin the ankle surgeon?
Fuck off.
Beautifully put, Mr. Walsh. Yeah, fuck the fans, fuck the leagues. I'm going for a piss.
It's just not right.
Show me what is right, Theo. Is it UEFA? Infantino is on the telly right now. Should we just turn it up and get some moral guidance?
Alex, look, I realise that you've got the same IQ as your fucking baby, but maybe try holding two ideas in your head at the same time, all right? UEFA are cunts. Super League are super cunts.
Who do you think you are talking to, you fucking
right,
mouthy
let's
prick?
Let's just simmer down now.
Patrick, this is a fucking travesty and you need to wake up and see this ticking time bomb for what it fucking is.
Oh, the bomb went off ages ago. And you know what? It wasn't a fucking bomb. It was a drone strike from fucking Sky Sports, from the fucking Premier League. But do you know how many were killed in the blast? Do you? No, you fucking don't, because they're not on your screen anymore, are they? I mean, look, if you want to search through the rubble and dust of football for the charred remains of some morals, and be my fucking guest. But I can tell you now, mate, whatever you find is long dead. No breath, no pulse, not even a fucking twitching bollock. It's just a dusty fucking Pompeii statue. Dead. Now, if you don't mind, I am going for a piss.
Do
don't miss Ashwood City in the FA Cup final this May, exclusively on the Ashwood City Patreon. Visit www.patreon.com/Ashwood City to gain access to exclusive episodes and so much more.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Come on, Nolan, think. Think, how do you play this one?
Ed?
Hello, is that Patrick Nolan, MBE?
Yes it is.
Firstly, a big congratulations to you.
Actually, they didn't pick us, they went with Tottenham.
No, on the FA Cup?
Oh, right, yeah, sorry, yeah, FA Cup final. Very exciting. Yep. Sorry, who is this?
I'm calling from the University of Ashwood, and, well, towards the end of next month, we're looking for a speaker to cover our event.
Oh, right.
We were wondering if you'd be interested in being the headline speaker for this event.
Is this... Sorry, I have to ask this, as it happens a lot. Is this a prank?
A prank?
Yeah, is it? Are you going to ask me in there to give a speech on nontonomics or the art of being a bellend or something like that?
No. It's about power and the role it plays in culture.
So this is an actual thing? Like an actual real-life thing?
This is a real-life thing, yeah. We believe that you are a powerful figure and your voice is an important one to lead this conversation.
goodness me. Well, yeah, sign me up. Count me in. Tick me off. I've run out of saying.
Thank you, Mr. Nolan. Are we all right to contact you via email for the full details?
Yeah, sure. Reach out to the club. They'll sort it with my diary.
Lovely. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Patrick Nolan, expert speaker, lecturer. Power. I'll tell you a thing or two about power.
Pissy Elliot, Kieran's here.
Great, yeah.
I just think, right, that, like, football
shouldn't be like a closed house.
Shop. You mean shop?
It's for the man in the street.
Or women.
Yeah. Them too, because like, a lot of players have like wives and girlfriends.
Yeah, sometimes both.
Exactly. Like, you don't know how this is affecting like the players and that.
Yeah, well, look, Kieran, I'm saying the same to all my staff. You know, the picture right now is very murky. All right, these teams hold a lot of influence and I'm not going to cut off my nose to spite my face.
Oh, it doesn't have to be like your nose. You could like just cut off a bit of skin. Like, just come out and say, like, Ashwood are unhappy with it or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going to be doing that.
All right, fine. Well, I'm going to go and meet Jordan Henderson, and he's like a proper boffin, so he'll sort it out. Total boff.
Total boff.
Ah, he's all right, though, like. He's just like a fucking brainiac, isn't he, you know? We're going to meet up, all the captains, like, put our heads together.
So it's like Mensa, but Dancer.
Well, Connor Cody's going to be there, and Aubameyang, and that.
Kieran, sleep on it, all right? And ask the other lads to do the same. This thing is complicated, yeah? It's political, and it's important. That Ashwood City make the right move at the right time.
Patrick, there's loads of men shouting on your laptop.
Fuck! The vote!
Oh, look, Petacek's trying to disperse the fans. Put your fucking hat on, Pete. It's not safe.
Can't even enjoy the irony of a coach being unable to park at Chelsea.
How's that statement coming along?
Look, you can do as many drafts as you want. We're not putting out a statement until...
We're being told that Chelsea Football Club have formalised their request to withdraw from the Super League. That is what we're hearing now. Now, this could go a number of ways.
Here we fucking go. Right, strap in. Here come the cowardly cunts.
Oh, great, another fucking draft.
Shh, wait. He just said Chelsea. All he said was Chelsea.
Eh? And?
That's another spot that just opened.
They don't want you in their boys' club, Patrick. Take the fucking hint.
Think, right? Our owners are American. ASG are just as rich as FSG. They're desperate for money. We could, you know, we could be the next team in line.
Have you heard of a team called Everton? Playing blue? Always have shite strikers?
Oh, fuck Everton. They did their fucking whiny statement, didn't they? They've made their bed. So have PSG. So have Bayern. This is our time.
Patrick. I've worked in football for a really long time. I wish I hadn't, but I have. And I don't think I've ever seen anything so universally hated before in my life. It goes VAR, MK Dons, Super League. And even then, Super League is so far in front of the others.
What about El Hadj Diouf?
Just let's take a pause.
Nobody liked El Hadj Diouf.
We've been pausing for 40 hours.
This is where we position ourselves as the new guys in town. Just think, the fucking Super League. 300, 400 million a year. Think of what you could do with that, Woody. The team you could build. You know, quickly anger dies down. By the time the first game's kicked off, everyone would have forgotten about all this shit. They want the spectacle. ASG will go big, I promise. We'll get hundreds of millions just to get started. Jess, you could be working for one of the biggest brands in the world. In the fucking world! But don't look at me like that. Look, Chelsea blinked. You honestly think that the Russian oligarch did this out of the goodness of his heart? Nah, he's cozying up to the UEFA elite. This is it, guys. This is what ASG have been talking about the whole time. This is the offensive. This is our moment. I mean, we're bigger than fucking Tottenham. Arsenal have got a guy who couldn't even figure out how to be a midfielder as manager. We've got Sven, Göran, and Eriksson. We're massive. But come on, who's with me?
What is it exactly that you want here?
A space has opened up. While everyone is condemning, we need to come out and hail the Super League as the future of European football. Then you watch. That phone right there will ring and it'll be some fucking suit from Juventus or Madrid or Boston. I'm telling you.
The fans will kill you.
Yeah, they already want to kill me. I mean, they're trying to buy this place for a start. This will blow them to fucking pieces.
What are you doing?
I'm tweeting from the Ashwood account.
Oh my God, I can't even watch.
The Super League and the future of our game has the support of Ashwood City Football Club.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Send tweet. Here we go. This is it.
We are hearing news now that Manchester City and Manchester United are withdrawing their membership of the Super League after widespread disapproval from the football community. And I'm just actually being told this second it looks like Arsenal and Tottenham will be following suit. That's a huge blow.
Fuck, delete it. Delete it now. Now, give me the phone.
Over 48 hours ago. You've got to stay with us and see how this story develops. Full full-time here at Stamford.
Oh, fuck me, I am absolutely knackered. What a day.
It's been 3 days.
Has it? Fucking flown by that.
Yeah, God, I'm exhausted.
I don't really know what to do now. It's all been a bit of a fucking anticlimax, hasn't it? And the Premier League. Any word from Ed Woodward?
He just sent me a sad face emoji with a teardrop on it. He's been
speaking to Jeff. Ah, here's Ryan Mason. What's he got to say for himself? Nice guy. Hold on a minute. What's Ryan Mason doing? Wait. Where the fuck is Josie? What the fuck has happened?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. What are you doing?
Sending Josie a laughing emoji with a teardrop on it.
Right, 31st draft. Have a read.
All right. Hey, decent that. Well done.
Yeah, suppose. Font's not great.
Okay. What about this font?
Make it larger.
Put the badge there on the website on that bit as well.
Okay, yeah. Should I put this bit in bold?
Hey, defo.
I could underline it, like, you know, like we really care.
Oh, yeah, underline. Very nice, yeah. Oh, and just shove one of the charity partners on there for no fucking reason.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
I think you make the title even bigger, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely. And, you know, space the text out. It's too bunched up.
Ah, that's just your eyesight. This is about the 16 to 24-year-olds, pal.
Okay, just let me just adjust this bit here. Ugh, better get this. Hello?
Jess, it's Gareth from the Herald.
Oh, hi, Gareth from the Herald. It's Jess from Fuck You, Stop Calling Me.
I'm just after a quote from you.
I'm doing the statement right now. Just fucking relax.
No, not the Super League. On Adam Tate.
You want tittle-tattle on my ex-husband? What is this? Fucking Hello magazine? Do some proper journalism, Gareth. People might end up respecting you.
On Adam Tate and the Supporters Trust.
What?
Fellas, I firstly want to thank the Whistler. The Whistler. A fucking legend who sits at that bar every night with us. He can't speak, but his heart has done all the talking today. £1 million. £1 million, boys. Incredible. If you ever see that man at the bar without a drink in his hand, you fucking buy him one.
Speech! Give us a speech, Whistler!
He can't speak, Rick. He's a fucking mute.
Oh, fuck, yeah, Whistling Flute. Mute. Fuck. Sorry, Frank.
I thought Whistling Flute was Sue.
Anyway, look, something big has happened. All right, really, really fucking big. I'm about to introduce you to somebody, but I want you to... give him a fucking break.
Who is it?
Bring him out, Frank. Who the fuck is it, mate?
Just look. All right, shut it. All right, look. This lad has put his fucking dick on the line for us. He's been stabbing Nolan's back on our behalf for fucking weeks. So just give him some fucking respect, yeah? We need a legal and financial mind to spearhead this movement. And I think we have one. Here to give us some very special news. Gentlemen, this is Adam Tate.
Tate? Oh,
he's a cunt's husband.
What the fuck is he doing in here?
Enough, all right, yes, ex-husband. He's her ex-husband.
Fucking spy.
Look, you want to fight dirty or what?
Listen,
this is how we do it. Adam, it's all yours.
Fuck it. Look, you've got some nerve turning up here, son.
Yes, I know.
Let him have his say, boys.
Thanks. Good. Gentlemen of the Trust, I'm not going to stand here and list my credentials. Good. I'm not going to tell you what school I went to or who I advise. or consult for, because that's boring and fucking irrelevant. What matters is I hate the current custodians of our club. I hate the way this sport is going, and I want to tear the mafia that run Ashwood City apart. These past 48 hours, we've discovered what teams run by people like Nolan, people like ASG really want.
Yeah, with the fucking Super League!
Yeah, true fucking right, Johnny.
So, here's the big news. Back in February, Nolan tore up a local business initiative ensuring affordable sponsorship deals with Ashwood City.
We can't do that.
Why not?
Because we're tied into an agreement with the council, right, to promote local businesses. They have the second tier.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's shit. We need to get out of that, to be honest.
The new MP is a Tory. That should help.
Ah, of course. Okay, well, I'll bribe the Tory, we'll drop that initiative, kick out the local businesses, and we can get Ibet in.
Right, so local businesses have been told well and truly to go and fuck off elsewhere, and that we're a Premier League club and we can't be seen hanging out with these losers. One problem with our scheme to kick out local business...
Oh, yeah, what's that then, Jessica?
It is hugely unpopular.
Yeah, I thought that might happen.
Yeah, a few segments on local TV... damning articles online, not good. Looks like there's a narrative out there that you don't control. We roll back the scheme, surely Ibet will understand.
No, it's a fucking stupid scheme that we never should have been tied into in the first place. All right, we're a local business too, don't forget, and we have the right to make as much money as we want, right? Big fucking dirty Chinese money.
In doing so, he pissed off a number of my powerful clients, all of whom reside in this city. Over the past few weeks, I've devised a plan with those businesses to drive money and influence into your cause. Hence why I'm here today. We have a £15 million fund supplied by local businessmen and women to lay the foundations for your movement. And now, we take our club back.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon. This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.